keep a man. No, he's not. He's trying to make you be some kind of stupid slave to men. That's all he's trying to do. Have you given while the man gives as little as possible. And Steve laughing all the way to the bank on your dime. So then he comes over here to need number three. No brainer. Men, need, sex, period. We love it, period. Ain't nothing on this planet like it. Nothing else we want in a bad, on a continuous basis. Nothing else we can simply not live without. So he goes on and on, you know, talking about it. Just, you know, he just need all this nookie. And we need sex like we need air. So then he says, you got about a good month at best without it. And then he's going to get it from somewhere else unless you're carrying his child, he says, in parentheses. Well, that's not true either, because I know hundreds of women that have told me that their husband cheated while they were pregnant. This is a very common problem, evidently, because the men, you know, feel, I don't know what they feel, but, you know, I think it's a shock, you know, the responsibility that comes with fathering is kind of scary. And in order to, rather than, you know, express their confusion about it, their anxiety, I'm sure it's a lot of anxiety, because a lot of anxiety on the woman is going to be a new mother. You know, you got total responsibility for some new life. That's scary. But instead of just talking about it, and, you know, working it out, they run off to some other woman. And it's really kind of sad, because it ruins the whole experience of creating a family, the romantic dream that a woman has of, you know, having the children with the man that she loves and then creating this family together. It's ruined for her. And, it, you know, that dream, she can never get it back, because you only get one first baby. And once this experience is ruined like that, it, you know, that's it. That's it. It's a wrap. So he says, you can't, one man, you know, man can't survive without sex. Oh, he'll work with you if you have an off week, if he loves you, that is. And, but, you know, tell me if he will tell anybody, he's going to line up somebody else who will, if you won't give it to him, if you're not doing what you did when you first started dating. He will say, yeah, this is my girl right here. But meanwhile, he will have another woman lined up and waiting to give him what he needs and wants, the cookie. Okay, so those are just two examples. Like I said, this is an overriding theme throughout the book. He continues these threats with women that they give this man all this sex whenever he wants it. You know, no matter how tired she is, no matter how exhausted from taking care of his kids and doing all this stuff for him and the household, you know, that means nothing. So he says, so even if you do all this, you know, he helps with the housework and all this, he'll do the dishes. But understand, this is on page 47 of the book. For those who have it, you can flip right to it. But understand that no man is going to wine and dine his wife every night in order to have sex with her. That's unreasonable. Oh, so it's okay for her to slave over the hot stove, do the dishes, have sole responsibility for the children, homework getting done, bathe, put to bed, clothes laid out for the next morning, lunches made for the next day, loads of laundry done, because, you know, people need clean clothes. You know, the dishes put away, the food, leftover food put away. Not to mention she had to stop at the grocery store on the way home and pick up the kids from daycare and then come home and cook. And then, you know, I mean, she had all this stuff. So she worked her 8-hour day, had an hour to and from commute, just like he did. But she comes home and does another 5 or 6 hours of work while he's sitting on the couch. So, yeah, by the time he gets into bed, he's all, you know, excited and rested up and ready for some action. She's been working from the second she walked in the door until the second she lays her head on the pillow. But you thinking that that's whining and dining, and that you not gonna do that just to have sex, because that's unreasonable. Do you understand what I am reading here, ladies? Do you get this, what this man is saying to you? Did nobody connect these dots? This is a fool. This man is a misogynistic, sexist droll. Just a troll. He is just terrible. All right. So that's enough of that talk. Okay, so he says, we cannot survive without these things. Not for 90 days, we can't. Now, for those of you who want to know, that's on page 48. Circle that. Circle that, because then you need to turn to page 153. This is the part that every TV show quoted from this book. It's what's called the 90-day rule. And Steve was talking about how women need to wait 90 days before they have sex with a man. Now, how can you say he's not going to wait 90 days and then you turn right around and have a whole chapter that says you got to wait 90 days? You see what I'm saying? It's like throughout this book, he would put forth a message and then he would take it away. He would say, well, this is what you need to do. This is how men think. This is what men want. And then he would switch up and say something completely contradictory later in the book. It was just the most amazing tap dance I've ever seen. So that by the time you finish reading the book, you don't really know what he recommends. You don't really know what he's talking about. So here it is. I'm on page 152, chapter 11, the 90-day rule. And he says, he's talking about his job at Ford Motor Company, how, you know, he had to wait 90 days to get his insurance benefits and all that old stuff. But, you know, he's basically saying that women need to make men wait. And then he says, but guess what? He can wait. Of course, you run the risk of scaring him off. But isn't the guy who sleeps with you without any obligation to you or consideration of your wants, needs, and emotional well-being the one you want to go away? Well, Steve, which one is it? Is the man good and this man is fine and the man, you giving the man the three things he wants and you know, you give him the cookie because you say if you don't give it to him that he's not going to wait 90 days and he's going to leave you and he's going to have all these other women. But now you're saying that I must wait 90 days and that's the way to test and see if he's going to be considerate of my wants and needs and emotional well-being. But see, he's putting everything on the women. All the responsibility for what the man does is on the woman. So, you know, this is a bunch of crap.